Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A quick aside from the Pickens talk, and you can join in at 412-928-9370. Bob, two things regarding you. One.
What?
Limits and I may or may not have gotten a sneak preview on your bobblehead for the Washington Wild things yesterday. And two.
Where did you get the sneak preview?
We're not giving away any information.
No, we can't, Bob. No. Not allowed.
I think you're going to love it. They're waiting for you to decide the date.
We'll find out on May 14th, the Steelers draft or the Steelers selection show, or the Steelers schedule show comes out, and
yeah.
We'll know then. And,
so and then you'll choose.
I have to make sure it's available.
So. Right. We're going to take batting practice that night. You and I may sing the national anthem together. I'm going to perform in the seventh inning.
Please. That's a call-in sick day.
And I'll be playing on my clarinet.
I'm not going to go down
and
there.
And Limits
that.
Will play his clarinet for take me out to the ball
my
game.
My fourth
ball.
Grade
no,
clarinet
we're not
performance.
Do that.
Live from a rock box in center field. He's going to do that.
That's right.
And the other thing, Bob, I really do think you're going to like it. It's really cool. I mean, he has a bobblehead, Limits. We're in the midst of a true bobblehead. I mean, this is incredible.
A bobblehead, yes. That's been my joke that Joe never picked up on for a while.
No, I've always picked up on it.
You just didn't think it was funny.
No.
No what?
It wasn't funny.
But are you proud to be a bobblehead?
I mean, yeah, I'm honored that they would want me to have a bobblehead. Yes.
Do you want little secrets about what it looks like? Little clues or no?
Are you going to tell me how I'm dressed?
No, that's the biggest one. I can't.
You can't.
Limits, neither can you, right?
I will not.
Yeah, Tony from the Wild Thing swore us to secrecy. I think we've
you told Bob who has told us about the bobblehead.
Yeah, so now I know who to contact.
I think we've already gone too far, haven't we?
Yes.
Meantime, Bob, I think, played Oakmont yesterday, did you not? And so did Malzi, and he struggled mightily.
Yes. Rich Walsh and I were on a team together, and it was a great day, a very informative day about what's coming up there. They had all the USGA officials there. It was the, quote, media day. And so they bring in a lot of people to talk about what their plans are. And, man, it's pretty amazing where this thing has come from since, 1983 it was here, 94, 07, and 16. And if you look at the before pictures and the after pictures, it's unbelievable the changes and just how things have technologically advanced in the game of golf. So
what stands out as the predominant feature of that course as we head into the U.S. Open?
To me, it's going to be the rough. As much as I say greens, because they're always fast there, but the rough, because it's 5 inches. It's not going to be a graduated situation as it was in the past. If you get into the rough just barely, you're still going to have to deal with some mangy conditions. It's really hard to hit out of there. Your club turns in your hand, Joe, But they're playing it at 7,327 yards. It's a par 70.
Holy horse follicles.
So there's very little room for error there. So if it's dry scores are going to be high. If it's wet like it's been, you can see some really good scores.
Meantime, the big news of the day broke this morning before the show. George Pickens on his way to Dallas. We have a difference of opinion here. Bob thinks that Pickens would have perked up and seen the money at the end of the tunnel. Forget about the light. He would have seen the money. I think, as I mentioned, that when someone tells you who they are, believe them. And I think the Steelers finally believed it. I think it's addition by subtraction. Do we believe that the receiver room is what it needs to be? Limits? Do you?
No. No, I mean, like, I'm okay with them trading Pickens because, like you, I think it's an addition by subtraction in some regards. And it would also not surprise me if they let Aaron Rodgers know about this beforehand. Like, even though he's not signed yet, I'm sure they talked to Aaron and discussed this with Aaron before. Like, at least that would make sense for me. But no, I do think that...
Wait, what?
I feel like trading George Pickens is something that they ran by Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, we're going to do
this. He's not even on the team.
Yeah, don't you think that they're just assuming that Aaron Rodgers is going
to
be on their team?
I don't think so. Yeah, but I don't think they would. What is he?
If they're
going
to start to kowtow to this guy before he even commits to them.
That would just embolden him to do more. I think that's not.
I'm not saying that they're asking Aaron Rodgers for approval. But I'm sure that they at least gave him a heads up before the deal went down. Hey, we're trading Pickens just to let you know.
I don't, but go ahead.
Okay. No, I do not think that the wide receiver room is still where it needs to be. I thought they needed to draft a wide receiver, and when they ultimately did not trade Pickens in the draft, I thought, okay, they're just going to keep him and go into camp with them, and there won't be a deal. But now that they didn't draft the receiver but still traded Pickens, I'm a little curious as to what their plan was.
Okay, so
this.
I'll ask you the same thing I asked Bob, and this is out of genuine curiosity, and I think this becomes a bigger story now. If they had taken Roman Wilson out of Michigan in the third round this year, would you feel differently? Would you be happy then and said, all right, well, they have Metcalf, they have Austin who took a step forward, they brought in a vet in Robert Woods for depth, and now they have this kid from Michigan. In other words, the question becomes, Bob and Limits, have we all completely soured on Roman Wilson before he's ever taken a snap here because of what Bob Labriola wrote that he couldn't he didn't really get a hold of the offense? Is that it for him before he ever takes a snap?
No, but you have to entertain there's uncertainty because you just haven't seen anything.
Well, there would be if they had taken a receiver in the third round this year,
maybe,
too.
Maybe, maybe not. You know,
well, there's always uncertainty.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, I don't. If they had drafted a wide receiver this year, in addition to having Roman Wilson, I would have felt better.
In addition to Wilson, okay, because I was going to say they essentially did draft a receiver this year. His name is Roman Wilson.
On top of him, they would have drafted somebody else.
How concerned are you about Roman Wilson and why, if you have great concern?
My concern is just getting over injury and adapting to what is the NFL. It's not easy for a lot of positions, including that. So I don't know yet. I don't know enough about whether or not he is up to that challenge. We'll find out.
Sure. But again, you'd say the same thing if they took him this year in the third
But in addition to having Roman Wilson, my point is it's not deep enough, the wide receiver room. And without George Pickens, it's not deep enough.
Are you sure that they have the kind of passing game that's going to require great depth among the receivers?
Well, I think if you bring in DK Metcalf, you're talking about a guy who's really good at what he does, can go down the field deep. And if you have another guy opposite him who – this is my whole theory about the way this went. I thought if Metcalf takes pressure away from Pickens, Pickens should perk up and say, this is good for me because he's going to get the double teams that I used to get. I'm going to be open. I have money at the end of this. Again, like you, he's a dangerous man with some money in his pocket, but you got to have money in your pocket. And the only way you get it is you put up a big year. You have to put up a big year. And that was the pathway for him to get what he wants.
Yeah.
Maybe not here, but someplace else.
Yeah.
If he has a bad year, don't you think at the end of it he's going to look back? And listen, you have to make choices in life, and there are consequences with every choice. His choice has to be, I need to go in there, just do my job, be a good teammate, and put up numbers. And if I do, I'm good. And then you can do whatever you want.
Right. But we're talking about George Pickens. He's gone now. So the question is, this receiver room, does Arthur Smith run the kind of offense where he needs two star receivers? He can't even take advantage of one.
See,
now, they want to have a ball control, running game, low mistake type of offense. And you know what? They're even going to want that with Aaron Rodgers. This notion that Aaron Rodgers is going to have freedoms that Ben Blanken Roethlisberger didn't have and Russell Hall of Famer Wilson didn't have, and I'm not saying he was still a Hall of Famer, both of them in their late stages. However, you thought the one thing where they would have freedom with and that they'd be really good at is guile and standing at the line and changing calls and running their own offense. Tomlin put the handcuffs on both of those guys. He's going to let Aaron come and just wing it and do whatever he wants? I don't think so.
It would definitely show a sign of desperation on their part, and haven't they shown that desperation in waiting for Rodgers anyway? I'm with Bob on the fact that I still would have drafted a wide receiver even knowing that Roman Wilson is on your roster, especially with the uncertainty that Pickens brought.
Where would you have drafted one?
Third round. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, they would have gotten this deal done with Dallas during the draft,
so
acquired a Cowboy third-round pick, and then picked a receiver.
So all of a sudden, having a third-round receiver, you guys would be saying today, now I feel pretty good about trading Pickens because they drafted a guy in the third round?
No, I feel pretty good about Caleb Johnson in the third round.
You would have understood it.
Bob, I understand it based on one thing. This guy is an implosion waiting to happen based on his entire career here and the circumstances this year. You talk about, well, it's time to grow up and see that there's money. Yeah, the other side of that is he's never faced circumstances where they took his job and his money away. They told him, you're not our guy anymore. DK Metcalf's our number one receiver, and the money that you were going to get, he's getting. The notion that George Pickens seeing a contract at the end of the tunnel would have superseded that, I just think is illogical based on everything I've seen from that guy.
Well, I'm just banking on the fact that in 1 year that he could have changed or put in the back his attitude, all the stuff that people didn't want to see. Just forget about that. Move forward. It's a clean year. You got another guy opposite you who makes your job. It's about how you view stuff. Everybody has choices to make about how they conduct their business. He should have understood that. And if he's still going to be in the same boat in Dallas. We'll have a lot of information as this year goes on about how he's reacting down there.
Yeah.
And if it's the same as here, and if there are problems, we'll find out.
And what's your bet?
My bet is he's going to have a good year. My bet is he's going to have a good year.
And be professional.
I think because he needs to have a good year, he will, yes, tone all that stuff down, be a better teammate. And that is a leap of faith. I get it. But I've seen guys who step up in their final year and know what's at stake. And even those who have, questionable pasts, they step up. Some don't. Some mess out on it. And then they never get it back. And then they spend the rest of their lives saying, what did I do to myself?
Yeah. 928-9370. NFL strength of schedule is out based on last year's opponents. Where do you think the Steelers rank in terms of schedule strength this year, Limits? I can tell you that the most difficult schedule, right now anyway, in the league is the Detroit Lions, followed by the Baltimore Ravens, Bob. Hmm. Where do the Steelers rank in terms of strength of schedule? Limits?
I'm going to say they're top 10.
Wrong. Bob?
No.
Wrong.
Wait a minute.
Why are you saying wrong? We're not even giving us a chance to answer.
You're asking me where their schedule falls in terms of
strength of schedule.
So, in other words, the lower down, the easier schedule?
No.
No. Okay, so the higher.
The highest one is the Lions. They have the hardest schedule. Then the Ravens, et cetera. Where do we get to the Steelers?
Middle of the pack.
Give me a number.
13.
Wrong. 19.
Okay.
4-1-2-9.
So it's easy.
So they have an easier schedule than last year.
Right now, a lot of things can change.
Schedules look differently from time to time,
I thought it was an interesting tidbit. Perhaps I was wrong.
No, it was interesting, except your quick, snappy attitude with us. We get an answer, we get snapped.
Snappy attitude.
Who has the easiest schedule in the NFL, Limits?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cleveland Browns.
Wrong. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers.
Who has the second hardest schedule in the division behind the Ravens, Limits?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Steelers.
Yes, you're right, the Bengals.
Oh, but yeah, you said
wrong
before I even had a chance to answer. Wrong.
Where are the Browns
snappy
on this
Joe.
List?
Snappy Joe. That's what snappy. He's snapping.
26?
Snappy Starkey.
What if the Browns, look at this. They have games against Vegas, Jets.
Who do you think will emerge as their quarterback? I've never seen a four-person maybe competition, but you may see that this year.
Joe Flacco.
See, I thought that originally. I'm more deferring now to Kenny Pickett.
I think Kenny Pickett might not even see the light of day. He may be gone in training camp, Bob. The Steelers can reclaim him.
So why did they draft Dylan Gabriel then?
Isn't that a great question? Because that was before the owner ordered them to draft Shador Sanders.
And this is after,
in my
they
opinion,
traded for Pickett and brought in Flacco.
We looked this up. Were you here last week? When we came up with Limits found it, that no team in NFL history, and I wondered this the second it happened, had ever taken quarterbacks in the third and fifth rounds until this happened.
Yeah, I still have the vision in my head of those guys clapping less than enthusiastically.
Like hostages, yeah. Yes. Blink if you need help, Andrew Berry and poor Kevin Stefanski. That's all I can say. All right, Limits.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The lines for Pickens.
Wrong. All right, Joe. Let's go to Dallas, where a man named James is a Steeler fan living in Dallas.
Oh, that's an interesting combination, James. I'm anxious to hear your take on this.
And the reaction in Dallas. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yes, we moved. Avid Pittsburgh fan, born and raised in Pittsburgh. We moved down here in Dallas. 2018. I have a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans, friends that I talk to, and just listening to what happened this morning, listening to the radio station, the vibe here, down here is they love the trade. The radio station is lit. They're just full of like just happiness that they have CeeDee Lamb as their number one, and now they're number two with George Pickens. I just don't get what Pittsburgh is doing with, one, the draft with Shador, two, the now George Pickens, three, Aaron Rodgers is a question mark. What are we doing?
Two of those three, certainly the last one, I agree 100%. It's very easy to decipher what they're doing with George Pickens. He has imploded multiple times here. He's quit multiple times here. He's made an ass of himself multiple times here, and they don't want any more of it, and they consider it addition by subtraction. And my feeling is that Dallas is about to find out the same thing.
That may be true, but what is our backup to losing George Pickens? Who do we have as our second?
Well, that's it. That's just the question right now. Is it
probably Calvin Austin?
Calvin
right
Austin
now?
Has earned it, probably. But I mean, that's still, you're, again, I keep going back to it's a position that needs help. It is not deep enough for me.
We appreciate the call. Next.
Let's go to JJ in the car.
Hey, JJ.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'd like to talk about several things. I hope you give me a chance here. First, just a trade. I wish they would have held out for at least a number two. Somebody's going to get hurt in preseason or training camp or in a game. They could have got a number two for that.
Well, that's an interesting point that you led off with. What does it tell you about the league's attitude toward George Pickens that they couldn't even get a second-round pick for him?
Well, yeah, he has problems, but somebody's going to need. What if a star receiver goes down on a good team? They're going to need one. So I'm sure you could get a number two for it.
Well, no, they couldn't get a number two. They held out this long. What?
You know, after training camp this year, this season.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, somebody's going to need one, so they should have just held on to him. And I like to say one thing about Will Howard in defense of, like, Austin, too. I guess there was something yesterday about he said something. Howard outplayed Allard. He outplayed every quarterback in the playoffs there. And he won a title at Kansas State.
So you're defending Will Howard. Limits ripped him yesterday, and then the texters piled on Limits. So you're not defending Limits. You're disagreeing with him.
Oh, he ripped him. I didn't hear the show. I thought he was dead.
Yes. Yeah. Bob, were you here for the texters piling on Limits yesterday?
No, tell me.
It was in Limits. Would you like to share the story?
Yeah, I'll share the story. I said that, you know, I think Will Howard, as a six-round pick, we shouldn't put a lot of stock into him potentially being a starting quarterback in this league.
Oh, I'll jump in, Bob. And I said, but do you at least have an open mind? And he said no. And then the texters came in and said, Limits, you're a Penn State fan. You want Drew Aller to be the Steelers guy next year. And that's why you're ripping Will Howard. And you know what? Is this guy still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
What's his name?
JJ.
JJ, I agree with the texters. I love Limits. I love him to death. He's a wonderful man, growing up by the day. But I think he has a little bit of Drew Aller bias here.
Yeah,
he wants Drew Aller to be the guy. You've made that clear.
Because you really think that if Will Howard couldn't be the Steelers' starting quarterback and, like, take them to the promised land, that would just make me angry? Of course, if that happens, I'd be very happy about it.
You're moving the goalpost, Limits. The question was, do you have an open mind?
I'd rather have Howard than Drew Aller.
What?
If you watch, I'd rather have Howard than Drew Aller.
Bob, do you agree? Bob, you didn't know Henry Ellard. You didn't know Henry Ellard had a kid in the NFL. Would you rather have Ellard or
I know what he's trying to say. Yeah. I would say Howard put up a lot of good performances in big time games, and I think there's value in that. So
wait a
what
second.
That takes
would
him,
you
I don't
rather
know.
Have Howard or Drew Aller?
Howard.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You have to be kidding
I am not
me.
I'm not sold on Drew Aller. Or Drew Aller either.
All right, Bob, if Drew Aller,
Bob, this is a newsflash.
I am not ready to put him all these quarterbacks have questions. I have no idea. But
if I told you right now,
yeah.
You have a franchise
and I'm
offering you one of two quarterbacks to move forward with into the future. And I'm not sold on Drew Aller either, believe me, especially as the top overall
pick. Because I don't know.
I gave you two choices, Will Howard and Drew Aller. You would take Will Howard as your guy.
Yeah, I would.
That is an absolutely ridiculous take.
Holy horse
that
follicles.
I'm not superseding the George Pickens trade.
He has an unbelievable year and he'll move up. Okay, fine. I mean, things change. Based on what I've watched right now, I'm going to go with Howard.
Holy bird biscuits. This is bigger news than the Pickens trade.
Well, first of all, they may never.
I'm flabbergasted.
Did you watch
here.
The Michigan game, Bob?
Did you watch the playoffs as they unfolded and what he did and
he
some of the passes he made
and
some of the tight windows he faced?
The overall body of work that he played, though, especially in that regular season, yes, he got hot in the playoffs and he showed some very good things, and I give him full credit for that. He, over the course of the regular season, was not a guy where I thought, I really want my
you
team to draft
Jackson
him.
You love Jackson Dart. Did you watch him in the Florida game in the most consequential games? You still love him, right?
He got drafted in the first round.
Right.
The other guy went in the sixth.
Guess what? That doesn't make it right. We'll find out. And I'm not projecting that Howard is going to be – I think both quarterbacks are not going to be franchise quarterbacks, for the record. I don't think these guys – I think there's It takes a very special person to do it, and I don't see those qualities. I think they can be on teams and, you know, helpful franchise quarterbacks. I have doubts because it's so difficult to attain it.
Holy ostrich milk! I don't. And what did you think of Limit saying your take is ridiculous?
He's entitled to his own opinion.
I love you, Bob, but I cannot believe you think that.
Bob,
I'm just not.
Them are fighting words from Limit.
Drew Aller is a good quarterback, but I'm not unless I see a whole different Drew Aller this year, and I'm talking about. Big numbers, you know, and then he's the reason why Penn State takes him.
Limits, if you told me that a football topic would take precedent over the Pickens trade today, I would have said you were out of your mind. I'm not sure we shouldn't take calls on this.
Well, the texters are again.
What are they
continuing
saying?
To pile on me?
What
like
are they
I,
saying?
Like I'm in the mud?
Well, no. Bob has become the story, not
no,
you.
What are they saying? What is wrong with you? Asking me a question. That's my answer.
I love your answer.
You don't know either.
I don't.
You think Jackson Dart's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, I never said that.
I know. I'm just saying. But you have high expectations for him, right?
No, Bob. You're an
I don't
extremely
know anything about
influential
Jackson.
Voice in town. I'm not saying.
I'm not trying to influence anything.
You're the most influential voice in town, and I just asked you if you could start a franchise with Will Howard or Drew
right,
Aller.
I'll
you
take
said Howard. And you might be right, by the way.
I think it's a hell of a take. I saw what I saw in those playoff games, and it really impressed me. I didn't have that opinion of him before the playoff games.
You know who else played great in the playoffs? JT Barrett. Cardale Jones win a national championship?
Right, so he's taking sarcastic shots at you, Bob.
Did I ever say anything about those two?
No, but
I thought Cardale Jones was one of the worst. Was one of the worst picks ever.
Yes.
So, but no.
Will Howard is a 6th-round pick. Why are we trying to make this guy out to be the second coming of Tom
Brady? You already. Your thing for Drew Aller started even last year. You thought he was going to be something that...
I'm not even 100% sold that Drew Aller is going to be a franchise quarterback. I want to see what he can do in his senior
year.
So
do
I. But over Will Howard over last year?
No. I saw what I saw in the playoff. It impressed me. That's all I'm saying. I have to see that from Drew Aller. I haven't seen that yet.
I was impressed by some of the things Will Howard did, too.
They have two very good running backs last year, and they largely rode those guys more than anything else. And yes, Tyler Warren was a good, and that was it. But they rode those running backs more so than they put the emphasis on the quarterback. I thought in the Ohio State run-up and championship game that Howard had some significant throws at big times that made a big difference.
So should Travion Henderson and Judkins, who are both second-round picks, not be factored into that as well?
No, that's fine. But I'm looking at the throws made in those games. They impressed me. I think when you try to analyze whether a quarterback can make tight window throws, I saw them in many of those games, and that influenced me.
One final thing. Look, Aller has, in big games, not done good enough. I will flat out admit it 1,000%. I've been at a lot of those big games where he has, at times, choked might be a little bit too far, but has not come up big enough. He needs to take considerable steps, but I think he's got a chance to do it.
He has a chance. Everybody has a chance, and Howard will have a chance. What he does with it, who knows?
This is the take of the century, and you can weigh in
412,
maybe the millennium.
It's just all of human history, Bob.
It's
just what I think, what I saw from Howard. That's all. I was very impressed with him.
Do you think they had talk radio or some version of it in, say, the Paleolithic era with cave people running around, Bob?
With megaphones. That's how they did it.
Something on a tablet.
They'd all gather around the fire late at night and argue back and forth.
I think this is one of the biggest takes in human history. I do, at least as far as sports talk goes.
You guys.
So we'll have to see what the populace has to say.
You take it to levels that are unnecessary to go to.
No, but I think this is fantastic.
All right, I'm going to put a poll out right now. You can vote on my Twitter, Austin Arbeck.
And I promise you that because the Steelers took Will Howard, that people will, and because it's a, you know, it's not a Penn State town, although there's plenty of alums here. In fact, it's largely an anti-Penn State town because it's a Pitt town.
Well, yeah, Allegheny County has the most Penn State grads of any in the entire state.
Yeah, they have a lot. But I'm going to guarantee you that if you phrase it this way, you're starting a franchise tomorrow, which quarterback would you take, Aller or Will Howard, that Will Howard will win that poll?
Probably.
And I'll retweet it.
Probably.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What an incredible show we're having. The George Pickens trade is topic number one. Bob and Limits arguing over Will Howard versus Drew Aller. I don't know how we got into that. I don't remember. Oh, it's because of Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Limits' harebrained idea that the Steelers consulted or at least informed Rodgers they were moving on from Pickens, Bob. I thought that was one of Limits' crazier takes of the year.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't think they're going to talk to him unless, you know, they've already talked to him. So now it's about yes or no. Are you going to play or not?
Yeah, when are they going to get that answer, you wonder?
A lot of people thought it already would have happened. Some people think before this week because they have mini camp at the end of the week. A lot of people think it'll be before
OTA start. What day does mini camp start?
It's rookie mini camp. It's Friday.
Okay. Yeah, he ain't showing up for that even if
no,
he's
no, but he
signed.
May give you an I just think it's going to drag into July. And it's
wow. Well, and then that led us to Limits taking all kinds of heat yesterday because he was highly critical of Will Howard, not even open to the idea of him being good or barely open to it. And then, Bob, I asked him point blank, if you started a team right now, would you rather have Will Howard or Drew Aller as your franchise quarterback? He said Howard.
Wait a minute. I didn't say franchise on either. If you heard me, I said
who would you rather have moving forward, your guy?
But not a franchise. I want to be clear. I don't think either of them are franchise guys. I think they'll be NFL quarterbacks.
Neither do I, actually. But Aller, I think most people.
Maybe.
You're talking about maybe the number one pick in next year's draft versus a sixth-round pick this year. It was just a big opinion, and I loved it, Bob.
No, I just think, again, it's so hard to become an NFL franchise quarterback, so I am not of the belief that many of these guys will be that. Even this year, even last year, some years are better than others, but it's hard to do.
But I thought next year was supposed to be the big year for quarterbacks, how many do you see? How many franchise quarterbacks will there be next year?
I don't know. I just know there'll be more quantity of them. And whether or not they get it right or not will be the biggest decision they make.
Then Limits put out that prompted a gigantic argument between Bob and Limits, with Limits insulting Bob, even calling his opinion ridiculous, which Bob took offense to, as I would have as well. But I also admire Limits for his tenacity. And that led Limits to put a poll out on X.
That Pony also stole, by the way, and put out his own exact poll that I put out there.
Well, tell me the results of both so far, how it was phrased.
Wait a minute. He put one out too?
Yes.
On the same,
Pony was listening and put out his own poll, and I texted him, thank you for stealing my poll.
Well, so, at least it'll go to more people now.
That is true.
That's nothing just, against
no,
you.
No, it's not.
Limits.
It's just a fact. I put out, if you are starting a franchise tomorrow, which quarterback would you take? Drew Aller or Will Howard?
Let me take a guess.
Sure.
And I haven't seen it.
Okay.
How many people have responded?
Not many so far. Just only under 100.
Okay. I'm going to say 75% say Howard.
57%
say Howard. Yeah, I would have said it's probably a 50, more 60-40, 50-50 kind of thing.
And how about Pony's poll? How is it worded and how is it received so far?
Pony's poll is better quarterback, Will Howard or Drew Aller. Pony with many more results, even though a guy named Josh said, you just stole Austin's content, but it's Will Howard, limits doesn't know ball. Will Howard is getting 63% of the votes.
I told you.
Compared to Drew Aller's 37.
I mean, it might come out to be true, but one guy was just a sixth round pick. The other guy, I think we can say very safely, would go in the first round
first
next
round
year
pick.
And might be the first pick.
He yes. might be, yeah.
So I think
be.
There's a little Steeler but bias even, going on here,
clearly.
Bob. But you might be, every, I'm no, not I'm, saying I'm, with you. I'm saying,
I am
with,
saying
the, with
again,
the fans.
Please don't put the word franchise in either of them. I'm not.
No, the question is who's better?
Right.
Who has a better
future?
That's
who I think has. And it doesn't include franchise, because franchise means you're going to take over and be the guy for the next 10 years. I don't think any of these guys really have that in them.
Limits.
It's difficult.
I want to say very briefly that one of the things I admire most about you is you have an ability to laugh at yourself.
I do,
I think everybody on this
everyone,
show does.
Everyone should do that. That's better for your soul, actually. I think so, yeah.
And I love that.
You can't not laugh at yourself because right. there's stuff you do that you say, what have I done?
And we're in the toy store here. We're talking about sports, the toy store of the world. But I love this. I love Bob's take. I love your take. I love being here. I even love Pony at this particular moment.
Here comes the butt, Bob.
There is no butt.
There is no butt.
Let's go to the lines or the text, whichever you think will be more entertaining.
Let's go to our friend Stephen Fabian wants to chime in.
What's up, Stephen?
What's up, fellas? How are you? How are you? How's it going?
Good.
What's going on?
Listen, I'm feeling ecstatic. I'm feeling elated. Dare I say, I'm feeling incrinculent about the George Pickens move.
You said it. Why?
And let me tell you why. As I sit here at the LaGuardia Airport parking lot, as I'm about to do a story for Inside Edition about real ID deadlines today, guys. The real ID deadline is today. Listen, I told myself at the end of last season, I've been watching this football team. I'm from Pittsburgh. I went to Plum High School. I told myself at the end of the season, I'm not watching the Steelers next year if two of the following three players are still on the roster. George Pickens, Russell Wilson, and the third player was actually Coach Mike Tomlin. I've been off the Tomlin train for a long time here. So I'm excited about this news because now the ultimatum I put on myself is allowing me to actually watch the Steelers next season. I'm going to actually do it because we moved George. Couldn't be happier.
Bob, have you and Steven crossed paths in the television industry yet? Of course, him being from Inside Edition.
Well, different kind of levels of work here, so probably not. Although
Bob, that is majorly wrong, my friend.
When did
Guess
we meet?
What? I was your intern. I was an
oh
intern.
Oh my
for
God!
You,
Bob. Bob.
Okay, I have to see faces. I haven't seen. You know when? Tell me years.
Bob, I was your intern in 2004. It was after my sophomore year at KDKA Sports. I used to go up there with you, Mike Vakovkin, the other guy.
Right.
Can't remember him.
Mike
you
Zappone.
Guys would send
Zappone,
me to
yeah.
Mike Zappone. Yes, yes. And you guys would send me to PNC Park post game to get sound from a lot of the Pirates back then, which was great. I remember I got to
Bob,
interview John Smoltz.
It's okay. I don't even remember who I hosted with.
I
was
see,
on
I
the air with you,
you
and I don't remember this.
Steve, I'm sure if I see you, I'd know it. But I mean. Steve on the car moving to the airport doesn't do anything for me.
Did Bob inspire you in any way, Steven, to get where you've gotten?
You know, I will say I have very fond memories of being an intern for Bob. And Bob, I'll never forget one time he and I were in the PNC Park press box together. And he said, and I thought this was really cool for you know, Bob's had at that time had been obviously in his role for a long, long time. And I'm so pumped that he's still doing what he does. But I remember we were in the press box and he said, hey, you know what's good practice? What I like to do sometimes is good practice for you. Why don't you and I just call play-by-play right now? Let's just call play-by-play like we're the guys in the booth watching this Pirate game.
Absolutely, Steve. I remember more. Cool. Not the more of this you describe, the more it comes back to me. But I've done that with everybody. I think it's the easiest. We've gotten in trouble, by the way, for doing that. I don't know if you and I did, but I've done it with others, and people in the reporters there would say, "Hey, would you pipe it down a little bit?"
Interesting.
You know, because
it's good practice.
It is good, and we just it's just like a makeshift. Okay, we're doing the game. Here you go.
Let's Steve, talk. We appreciate the call, man. It's top of the hour. We have to run.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck. We'll be watching you.
Inside Edition. I don't see.
See
I don't. I got to watch this program. I don't watch it too much.
Yeah.
I don't watch.
Michelle,
a lot of...
your former intern is the star.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Actually,
2004.
I know. I'm not kidding either. I've had people say you don't recognize me. I was on the air with you. I'm very absent-minded.
If I saw him, I think it would be very easy for me to say at very least I know you. How do I know you?
Limits, what did you make of that situation where it got very awkward for a moment between Steve and Bob?
I did find it a little bit surprising, but, Bob's worked with a lot of people over the years.
Well, we used to have,
I don't blame Bob
we used
for
to
this.
Have, we don't do this now that everything changed in COVID, but we used to have like five different interns a year. So if you met, if you look at over the course of 20 years,
right,
that's a lot of people. But I do that with a lot of people. I like that. I think it's a great exercise for any young person to come up there. Okay, let's go. We'll just talk. And you got to fill in the blanks as we go.
Bob, I would like to let you know that the text line is mainly on your side on the Will Howard debate.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I just...
If Will Howard had been drafted by the Ravens, would they be on Bob's side?
I don't think so.
No. It's because of the... And I'm not saying Bob's wrong. He might very well be right. But the Steelers drafted this kid. Therefore, people think he has a chance to be a great player. If he was drafted by the Ravens.
You say great now. I'm not using that word either. Again,
I'm saying these people weighing in.
Okay.
I promise you, if he was drafted by the Ravens or, give me
the Raiders.
The Cardinals, the Raiders, and you and Pony put up the same poll. Who's going to be a better player, Will Howard or Drew Aller? I promise you that Drew Aller would win that poll. And that's fine. People want to root for their guys.
Yeah,
one of their guys.
I think Will Howard's a good guy. Like I'm rooting for him.
He's a wonderful man.
I hope he does well. But why are we seriously trying to talk ourselves into the 6th-round pick quarterback being the savior for this team?
That is not what I said.
I know a lot of people
would have a better.
I know
you
simply said he would be better than Aller, or is better than Aller.
That's all I'm saying. In no specific roles, I just think it's difficult to be a franchise quarterback, and those who were drafted in the first round are going to have that expectation. This might make it easier for him. Especially where he is.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.